Super Shadow 3. Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast of 1745 hours. The headlines. In local news, HH urges farmers to adopt year-round production. Magistrate denies bail to six men in ivory trafficking case. International news, Mugabe's son pleads guilty to pointing a gun in South Africa. And finally, sports news, Badou Banda declared fit and ready for South Korea. With the news in detail, my name is Alan Chimonya. In local news, President Harry Ndejilema has urged farmers to shift from seasonal farming to year-round production to help the government achieve its target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize by 2031. President Ndejilema says climate change effects, including drought and erratic rainfall, have made it urgent for farmers to embrace irrigation technology and modern farming methods. In a speech read on his behalf by Agriculture Minister Reuben Mtolo, during the Agritech Expo Zambia 2026 in Chisamba, the president notes that the country is on course to record another strong harvest. He has added that the government is addressing energy challenges exposed by the drought by diversifying power sources and allowing private sector participation in electricity generation. Increased power generation, including projects such as Mamba Energy, will support irrigation processing and storage in the agriculture sector. Meanwhile, Central Province Minister Mwashike Kulukusa says the province remains focused in maintaining its position as Zambia's largest agricultural producer. Zambia National Farmers Union ZNFU President Zihonyo Makumbe has also thanked the government for the electronic voucher system, which has improved farmers' access to inputs. Human rights champion and democracy specialist Ngando Mwanajiti has called on political parties to prioritize the adoption of credible candidates. Mwanajiti says the quality of leadership presented to citizens directly shapes the country's future, stressing that Zambians deserve leaders who inspire confidence and provide clear direction in governance. In a statement, he has emphasized that aspiring candidates must demonstrate both competence and integrity if they are to effectively serve the public. Mwanajiti has added that leadership is anchored on knowledge and values, which are acquired not only through formal education, but also through societal institutions such as the church and other religious organizations. He further notes that education remains one of the most effective equalizing tools in society, equipping individuals with the capacity to understand governance systems and deliver effectively once entrusted with leadership responsibilities. First Quantum Minerals country manager Dr. Godwin Vene says Zambia will require at least 150,000 new skilled workers to achieve the projected copper production target of 3 million tons by 2031. Dr. Vene was speaking to journalists in Livingstone on the sidelines of the Engineering Institute of Zambia EIZ Careers Day Fair. He has explained that as part of its long-term strategy, the mining firm has intensified efforts to prepare young people for careers in the mining sector. Meanwhile, EIZ Registrar David Kamungu, speaking during the opening of the fair, called for strengthened mentorship and skills development among young professionals in engineering. Still in local news, finance ministers and central bank governors of borrowing developing countries gathered in Washington, D.C. at a historic occasion to launch the borrowers platform supported by the United Nations in line with Sevilla commitment. The event was chaired by the finance minister of Egypt and attended by the secretary general of the United Nations, the prime ministers of Barbados and Saint Vincent and the Grenadines, and finance ministers from all regions. Speaking during the launch, Dr. Stumbeko Msutokwade has highlighted Zambia's full support of the platform, recognizing that such a grouping will give other countries the advantage of learning from the experience of other countries and that Zambia stood ready to share its own experience. The platform brings together borrowing developing countries to share knowledge and experience, filling in the gap of the current international financial architecture. Zambia was part of the working group assigned at the 2025 World Bank Group International Monetary Fund 2025, WBG, or IMF, annual meetings by ministers of finance to work on the modalities and the roadmap towards the launch of the 2026 spring meetings. Working under the chairmanship of Egypt with Pakistan as vice, the working group that included Colombia, Honduras, the Maldives and Nepal developed draft modalities that the wider membership will review and are expected to adopt at the 2026 annual meetings. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, EZZ, has convened a high-level meeting with representatives of various political parties to discuss preparations for the 2026 general election. EZZ Chairperson Mangala Salumi says the meeting is meant to provide updates on the election roadmap and guidance on the nomination process for political parties. Zalumis has explained that the commission will discuss nomination qualifications and requirements for presidential candidates as mandated by law. Speaking during the official opening of the meeting in Lusaka, she has emphasized that the engagement reflects the commission's commitment to transparency, inclusivity, and stakeholder dialogue ahead of the polls. She notes that informed participants, clear processes, and continuous dialogue are essential to ensuring credible elections. Zalumis has further highlighted that the pre-processing of supporters is a critical step to ensure compliance and efficiency during nominations. Finally, in local news, the Lusaka Magistrate Court under the Environmental and Wildlife Crimes Department has denied bail pending trial to six men accused of possessing 94 pieces of elephant ivory weighing 471.8 kilograms valued at approximately 2.64 million kwacha. The accused Gift Mianda, Mugundumo Mianda, Mark Mkanya, Babu Awazi Selemani, Malikiso Innambao, and Webster Muziamba appeared before Magistrate Sidney Mungala on March 31, 2026, where they pleaded not guilty to a charge of illegal possession of wildlife specimens contrary to Section 130, Chapter 2, Section A of the Zambia Wildlife Act. The six were arrested on March 9, 2026 after officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife acted on intelligence and raided a property in Chandamali compound in Lilai, during which they discovered seven wrapped boxes and two black polythene bags containing the ivory. Two of the suspects were apprehended at the scene, while the remaining four were arrested later following further investigations. Defense lawyer Sophia Kapapa applied for bail pending trial, arguing that the accused had been in custody since their arrest. However, Lusaka Magistrate Peter Mungala denied the application, ruling that the accused had failed to meet the conditions required for bail. The matter has since been set for trial commencement on May 4, 2026. We now take a short commercial break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia. Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandimba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Zambia, the wait is over. SuperSport Bet is here. This is where sports fans play and champions are made. Get closer to the action, my guy. Watch, play, and win. Join today and get 10 free flights on Aviator Plus. Catch the best odds with Super Boosts on your favorite matches. Don't just watch the game, play like a champion. Sign up like a bossale at supersportbet.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bet responsibly. No under 18s.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool!